Thanks be to God. Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Now I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice as well. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. My mother was diagnosed with lymphoma, a cancer that attacked the lymph system throughout her body at the end of her earthly life. My brother and I were blessed to have been able to have her admitted to a home hospice program in her apartment. Our father had died 2 years earlier. Hospice was a blessing because both my brother and I were working, so we needed to have someone to be with her until we returned from work, each one taking our turn. That someone was a home health care aide. Of course, like anything else in life that involves personal care, we had to work with different people until we found someone whose skills and attitudes meshed with our needs. And that took quite a bit of time. We relied on Celia for several months, finding, though, that we had to tell her that when she went down the hall from mom's apartment to do the laundry, she shouldn't stay in the laundry room on her cell phone for the whole length of the washing and drying cycles. Mom might need her in the interim. And then we found that we had to prohibit Celia from taking her cell phone, that same cell phone, into the bathroom and answering calls when she helped mom with her shower, because it wasn't safe. Other similar situations occurred. Celia went on vacation for several weeks, and then we connected with Jane. This was a world of difference. Jane cared for mom as lovingly as if she were her own mother. We made the change permanent. Then my brother's and my schedules changed so that we needed time to be away from mom's apartment during the days on the weekends. And then Anna arrived. Again, the care she provided was as attentive and loving as if she were caring for her own mother. We experienced with Jane and Anna on the one hand and Celia on the other, the difference between the good shepherd and the hired hand. Of course, neither Jane nor Anna had to lay down her life for Mom, thank goodness. So their care was not exactly equivalent to the care that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, provides us. But in our hearts and minds, it came close. You know, it may not be easy for us to fully appreciate the significance of the Good Shepherd metaphor because we just haven't known or lived around shepherds. We haven't seen them at work or heard about their responsibilities. We probably haven't had much to do with sheep either, except maybe in petting zoos. But my family's experience with caretakers for our mother brought home for me the dedication of the personal attendant whose care is necessary for the well-being of the one being cared for, like the shepherd's care is necessary for the well-being of a flock of sheep. The biblical metaphor of the shepherd to care for God's people is traditional. Abraham was the keeper of great flocks. Moses was tending his father-in-law's flocks when God called him to lead the chosen people out of Egypt. David was just a boy shepherding his family's flocks when Samuel anointed him to be the future king of God's people. Isaiah said that the Messiah would feed his flock like a shepherd, and later told the people that without a shepherd, they were helpless. Ezekiel denounced the leaders who didn't care for the people of Israel as bad shepherds. And in addition to the 23rd Psalm, which we have recited this morning, the 49th speaks of leaders of the people as shepherds. Jesus carried the metaphor forward in describing his relationship to us. And he truly was the most dedicated of shepherds because he did give his life for us. In fact, as John describes Jesus' assurance, he would lay down his life in order to take it up again. We certainly have had the experience of hired hands that haven't properly cared for us here in the United States. We have experienced the leadership in this country since before it was a country that put the liberty and the rights, even the lives of lighter-skinned people above those of others. That is a tradition imported from Europe that we have honored more or less openly for hundreds of years, and that maybe now, finally, may be slowly rejected at long last. We have had leaders who ignored the teachings of science about the effects of human life on the health and sustainability of our world, such that now we are at the brink of glacial melt that will flood many countries that are at sea level, rendering millions of people as refugees. And our leadership in the recent past, in the face of our nation's history and tradition as one established by immigrants, has rejected the arrival of immigrants from countries where they are subjected to violence, death, and poverty. As we heard from John, how can love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and see a brother or sister in need and yet refuse to love, to help? In the last year, we also have experienced the leadership of people who chose to ignore scientific truth, again, in favor of personal freedom and economic development in the face of the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. It appears that we may be approaching control of the virus in this country, at least, if people will continue to receive the vaccination. But it's reported that that is a big if, since many people do not intend to take the vaccine. And the reports from India reflect a disaster that they may not be able to control. with lack of oxygen and medication. And just this morning, I heard an explosion from an oxygen tank and a fire in a hospital. So what is our response? Do we throw up our hands and give up? That practice, that approach, certainly is not a tenet of our faith. As John instructs, Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. You know, it isn't even the case that to address so many of the troubles of our day, giving up our lives is necessary. We simply must learn to live together, caring for one another as shepherds, as if the others in our world were our beloved mothers, for instance. The end that Jesus foresees in laying down his life is to achieve one flock. With sheep from the fold of the tribes of Israel and other sheep that do not belong to this fold. This bringing together of various folds into one flock of sheep with one shepherd that know his voice is his ultimate goal. This is our calling. We are to love humanity into one great flock of the Good Shepherd sheep. None of us is more deserving of being well cared for than others. And none of us is entitled to be taken care of without returning that care to others. Little children, says John, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Each of us has the presence and protection of the Good Shepherd in our lives. God calls each of us to share the benefits of that sublime caretaking, to stop sitting around waiting for someone to serve us, and to get up and serve the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, Pastor.